From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much, everybody. Oh, you guys are too nice. We do have a really fun show for you today. We've got Mae Jemison, the first African-American woman to fly in space. She'll be joining us later to play our games. It's an amazing achievement, but let's be honest with each other. It's a lot easier to smash through the glass ceiling when you've got 800,000 pounds of rocket fuel. But first, it's your turn. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Diana from Somerville, Massachusetts.
Hey, Diana, how are you?
I'm doing well, yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, okay. You sound like, okay, I'm fine. It's like good at this moment. That's good.
I'm just really excited because this is what I wanted before I went off and moved to China for a year.
Are you moving to China for a year?
I am.
So, but this is one of the things you wanted to do before you left?
Yeah, you know, bring a bit of American NPR with me to China, that kind of thing.
You know, if you win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail, you can just have him say, she's not here, she's in China.
It's true.
Well, welcome to our show. Diana, let me introduce you to our panel today. First up, it's a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, Ms. Faith Saley.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Faith.
Next is the man behind Esquire's politics blog and a contributor to Grantland. It's Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Charlie.
And lastly, a comedian and co-host of The Morning Amp on Vocalo.org, the Prince of Bronzeville, Mr. Brian Babylon.
Hey, Diana, how are you?
Well, welcome to the show, Diana. You'll start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle, once again, will recreate three quotations in the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Ready to go?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Now, your first quote comes from a man named Jack Harbaugh. He was talking about when his son John decided what he wanted to do for a living.
He told us, I think I want to try coaching. His mom went face down into the mashed potatoes.
Coaching worked out, though. This weekend, John Harbaugh will be facing off against his brother Jim in what big game?
The Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl, yes! Yay! It's so exciting. It's the biggest, most important Super Bowl we've had in a year. This time, there's all this hype because the two opposing coaches are brothers, Jim and John Harbaugh. The media has been trying to come up with a nickname for the game, the Bro Bowl. The Harbowl, the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl with two teams coached by two brothers named Harbaugh. Super Bowl 47, the battle for mom's love. Is this legitimately interesting?
No.
Or is this just
that
a gimmick?
They're brothers or that there's a Super Bowl?
Well,
I'll handle the first part. No, it's not interesting that they're brothers.
I find the fact that they're brothers far more interesting than the game to watch.
Oh, come on.
You are such a girl.
You know, I just want to say to all the people in Baltimore and all the people in the Bay Area, we apologize from NPR.
The other reason this game is so exciting for football fans is it will be the last game for retiring Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis. He's had an amazing career, winning Defensive Player of the Year twice. And in the year 2000, he contributed to both a legendary defensive team and the stabbing death of two guys outside a nightclub. He says he's looking forward to his retirement so he can spend more time stabbing his family.
Whoa!
Stabbing his family with his deer antlers.
Exactly. This is the other thing. As Faith said, just days before the game, an article came out in Sports Illustrated suggesting that Mr. Lewis, among other athletes, had used deer antler spray, which purports to help you grow muscle as fast as a deer grows antlers. That's really the idea. Lewis responded angrily to the accusations in the media scrum there at the Super Bowl.
I'll stab you.
He pawed to the ground. Yeah, you don't want to make him angry. He pawed to the ground with his hoof and then charged the reporter who asked him about it. But here's the good thing. If the 49ers win, they get to mount Ray Lewis's head in their locker room. And he's a 10-pointer now. He's very impressive. Diana, your next quote comes from Arizona Senator John McCain.
Vamanos.
And here's President Barack Obama.
Mañana.
The president and Senator McCain were both showing off their bilingual skills this week while talking about what?
Immigration reform.
Yes, very good. Before the election, immigration reform was a dead issue because the Republicans were so opposed to it. Then Mitt Romney got exactly 6 Hispanic votes. One of those was actually just the white CEO of Taco Bell. Another was a hedge fund manager named Shapiro. Romney assumed he was Latino because his name ended in a vowel. Republicans have been falling over each other since then to prove their enthusiasm for Latinos. Sean Hannity, who had been completely opposed to what he called amnesty, on his show this week put on a sombrero, pulled out a guitar, and played traditional Latin songs like "The Girl We're Not Going to Send Back to Ipanema."
And you know what? Let me just say, at the end of the day, our friends from the north are like they like how we're like distracting on all the, you know, Mexico talk and thinking those people are, you know, border crosses. But it's those Canadians we need to watch out
really?
For.
Really? You think we're building a fence on the wrong border?
On the wrong border. Before we know it, you know, it's going to be horrible mustaches and crappy sweaters and everything's going to be a boat. It's going to be horrible.
National health care.
Yeah.
Diana, here is your last quote.
It's hard to imagine what it will be like next week when I wake and have nowhere to go. Maybe I'll go back to sleep for a change.
That was somebody who was leaving her job or who left her job on Friday, who was finally going to get the chance to sleep in.
That would be Hillary Clinton.
Yes, Hillary Clinton. Very well done. Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State ended on Friday. To celebrate her time in office, the State Department released an impressive bunch of statistics compiled over her 4 years. Total number of countries visited, 112. Total time in transit, 2,084 hours or 86.8 days. Total frequent flyer miles, 950,000. Total text messages from Bill Clinton lying about where he was at that moment, 1,740.
Wait a minute. I know you made up the last one. Is the frequent flyer miles
yes,
true?
Yes, those are all true. Yeah.
Does she get the miles?
She is like sapphire status. She is like...
She's not flying Southwest.
She's flying the Washington Jakarta shuttle on Southwest.
Yeah.
I believe she has her own, but I think they were just saying this
is
the many miles.
She's zone one, though.
Yeah, she is pretty much. She does, when she does fly Southwest, she gets to board first, yeah. Let me tell you.
Have you ever see those people, the way they walk on, thinking they're just better than you? Those preferred blah, blah customers going in, and then they go in, they're sitting down looking at you when you walk by, like, I've been here an extra 5 minutes.
Meanwhile, poor John Kerry, the new Secretary of State, as soon as he took over the job, everybody ceased to care about the Secretary of State. In an attempt to make people notice him, John Kerry pointed out, like, hey, I'm also wearing a pantsuit. Look. I can be spunky.
There's no spark to John Kerry.
There isn't.
What is that? What is that?
I don't know. I fell asleep thinking about it.
The only time...
Carl, how did Diana do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Diana, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing, Diana.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good luck in China.
Thank you.